an overlooked doctor of the church. By Casey Chalk. When we think of the doctors of the church, those great saints especially recognized for their contributions to Catholic theology or doctrine, we think of figures such as St. Augustine and his prolific theological output, St. Thomas and his foundational Summa Theologiae, or the sophisticated mysticism of St. Teresa of Avila. Most Catholics have at least some passing knowledge of them, and perhaps even one of their texts on the bookshelf. Far fewer, I'd speculate, possess something written by St. Anthony of Padua. To my shame, I didn't even realize St. Anthony was a doctor of the church until reading Valentin Strapazin's biography. Anthony of Padua, Franciscan, preacher, teacher, saint. He's known as an intercessor for those who have lost something important, an unexpected preaching prodigy whose gifts were revealed at a meeting of Franciscans and Dominicans, and of course, a favorite namesake for generations of Italian Americans. But why Dr. Evangelicus, as Pope Pius XII declared almost 80 years ago in his 1946 Apostolic Letter Exulta, Lusitania Felix? Pius XII praised not only the sanctity of his Saint Anthony's life and the glorious fame of his miracles, but also for the splendor that his heavenly doctrine spreads everywhere. He illuminated and still continues to illuminate the entire world with a most brilliant light. Yet unlike many other doctors of the church, Saint Anthony left us no spiritual autobiography or extended theological treatises. All we have are about 77 relatively short texts, almost 60 or sermons. As even Strapazin acknowledges, these sermons can seem somewhat opaque due to their structure, as well as using a vocabulary abounding in etymologies and symbols that are no longer evocative for readers today. Thus, for example, St. Anthony would preach his sermons by systematically working through the clauses and sentences of a biblical text, explaining each in turn. This, admittedly, is not a method that conforms to modern biblical exegesis or homiletics. Nevertheless, St. Anthony drew from both the Western Fathers, such as St. Augustine, St. Gregory the Great, St. Isidore, and St. Bernard of Clairvaux, as well as the Cappadocian Fathers and other great spirits. Whoever reads the sermons carefully, writes Pius XII, will find Anthony an expert exegete of the Holy Scriptures and an outstanding theologian in his analysis of dogmatic truths, a distinguished doctor and teacher in the treatment of ascetic and mystical doctrines. Indeed, as the medieval text Isidra notes, St. Anthony's contemporary Pope Gregory IX was stupefied by the Franciscans' ability to draw from the scripture's original and profound meanings, labeling him an ark, a treasure house of the Testament. The sermons, says Strapazin, cover not only theology, ethics, and spirituality, but also the natural sciences, philosophy, psychology, physiology, medicine, the arts, and the animal world. For example, in one sermon, St. Anthony affirms the goodness of the natural order in language that resembles that of St. Thomas in the Summa. God, sovereign from whom comes all that is good, extends his goodness to all things that exist. In a reflection on Ecclesiastes 12, verse 5, describing the grasshopper growing fat, St. Anthony compares the grasshopper to the poor, because both burrow in the hedges when it is cold. A reflection on Luke 6, verse 36, "Be merciful as your Father is merciful," explains how the merciful is one who suffers with and empathizes with the other in compassion, making the heart sad, so our miserum, when it suffers because of the misery of another. Yet my favorite example is St. Anthony's analysis of Ecclesiastes 12 verses 1 to 2 and 6 to 7, particularly his reflection on the phrase, "Before the bad times come and the years about which you will say, I do not like them." The great Franciscan preacher explains, "But days will come which will not please you. You have pleased yourself, but you have displeased God. Days will come when you will displease yourself." Rarely does a homilist so capably unite our displeasure of God, something objectively true, but often difficult to understand, with something often viscerally true, namely, how our sins vex even ourselves. St. Anthony's attractive allegorical and symbolic homiletic style, whose theological precision earned him the nickname Hammer of Heretics, was married to a life of holiness that both reinforced his message and drew in followers. As the Legenda Assidua describes it, "With a tireless zeal for souls, he strove to preach, teach, and hear confessions until sunset, very often without even eating. Stories of miracles proliferated, not only preaching to the fish after he was treated contemptuously by heretical locals, but inducing a mule to adore the Eucharist, the healing of a paralyzed and epileptic girl, and bilocation, earning him the title of Thaumaturge. He was dead, remarkably, given all he achieved by 35 from a stroke brought on by ergot poisoning. Popular devotion to Saint Anthony likely spurred his canonization, one of the speediest in history, occurring less than a year after his death. Padua became a center of religious devotion. Pilgrims flocked there to honor the beloved Franciscan, and from there spread across the earth. Over the centuries, Saint Anthony's work as theologian and preacher was overshadowed by his role as intercessor. While names of other medieval theologians such as Bonaventure or Thomas are spoken with reverence for their intellectual sagacity, the faithful are most likely to utter the name of the Paduan preacher when car keys go missing. Not that he seems to mind, given the success of such prayers. Yet it is a pity to neglect his contributions to Catholic thought, as Pius XII asserted when declaring Saint Anthony a doctor. All these things can be of no small help, especially to preachers of the gospel, if they consider them as a treasure of the divine art of eloquence, for they form a kind of abundant reserve from which especially sacred orators can draw, without exhausting it, vigorous arguments to defend the truth, challenge errors, refute heresies, and bring back the hearts of erring men to the right path. Saint Anthony, pray for us.